Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, I'm recording this very early in the morning to share at the more usual time as I'm running, walking, participating in a 5K a little bit later this morning, about the time this will air, to honor the memory of my niece, Brianna Lemler. And excited to be able to do that, and still wanted to be able to share in this devotion. And so doing a pre-record today. As I spent time with God this morning and preparing my mind for the day ahead, continuing in the devotional journal, Living Free. Today's topic is living free from captivity. And I would imagine that many of us hear that and were a lot like the Jewish leaders when Jesus offered freedom to all who would come to him. They were offended. They were adamant they had never been slaves in their life. That they and their ancestors, their people, had always been free. Which is kind of funny how we tend to be like that. You see, they were currently living in land that was ruled by the Romans. And while not slaves in the sense that we would think of slavery today, they definitely did not have all the freedoms that God had desired for them. And you look through the history of their people that they claimed had never been in slavery, they seem to have forgotten a lot of years. The years in Egypt, before God raised up Moses to deliver his people. The years off and on throughout the book of Judges, when the people would be oppressed and enslaved, and God would raise up different judges to bring freedom. The years of captivity as judgment throughout so many years of the prophets. And really the heart of it, God was talking to them about the slavery to sin. The slavery to their master, their father, which they were pretty upset about that too, because their father was Abraham. And the response of Jesus was, well, if Abraham's your father, you ought to do what he said. And you see, so many times, whether we find ourselves in physical captivity for whatever reason or not, we live as captives. We're captives to sin. We're captives to the enemy until Christ sets us free. But even after we've been set free by Christ, how many of us live at times as captives to our own thoughts, captives to the opinions of others, captive to the whims of a culture that does not really understand a Christ follower? You see, it is so easy to live life in this land of the free, not really being free at all. To live life as one who proclaims freedom, even worships freedom, and yet live as one that's not free. You see, when Christ comes along and says, I am offering you a freedom from captivity. He's not talking specifically and even primarily about a physical captivity. When Jesus says he came to set the prisoners free, it wasn't about opening all of the jails and letting those that were imprisoned for crimes that they had committed run loose. It was about setting free those who were imprisoned to sin, to greed, to hatred, to anger, to lust, to whatever it is that has entangled them, entrapped them, has created captivity in their life. This morning, as we spend time with God, I would encourage you to fully examine how free that you live in Christ. Fully examine what it is that controls you. Look for any areas where you still live as captive. And for many of you listening today, and for myself, those often are not things that are noticeable by others, because they're not consistent. They come and go. I believe it's one of the reasons the Bible tells us to take every thought captive. Because at least in my experience, if I don't take every thought captive and make them obedient to Christ, it isn't long before the thoughts take me captive. And I need set free from that. And whether those thoughts are sinful thoughts, or whether those thoughts are just selfish thoughts, or whether those thoughts are just distracting thoughts, God doesn't want us to live captive to any of it. Being set free from captivity means we've been set free to live for Christ. Set free for Christ to live in us. Set free to be different from the world. Jesus made it clear as he taught the religious leaders who were insistent that they were not captive, they were not slaves, that in fact we are. We are either slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness. We have been set free from the bondage of sin. We have been set free from the captivity of the enemy, of even the enemy in our own mind. And we have been set free from all of that so that we can walk in the freedom of Christ, that we can walk in obedience to Christ, that we can walk in submission to Christ. And as we do so, we discover that everything about being free is somewhat different than the world has taught us. Paul writes and says, "You have been set free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature, to indulge the selfish nature, but rather to serve one another in love." This morning as we pray, I would ask that each one of us would consider how we live as those set free from captivity. And who we're using that freedom to serve. And how Christ would have us to respond to others. who also through him have been set free. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you indeed are a God that has set us free from the captivity of all entanglements of sin. We've been set free from the captivity of the punishment, the death that sin brings. We've also been set free from the captivity of our thoughts that the enemy tries to manipulate and change to where we're not really free at all. Father, today, help us to fully examine with the help of your Spirit any areas of our mind, of our actions that still represent that life of bondage. May we live as those that have been set free from the entanglements of sin and the entanglements that the Scripture teaches so easily intertwines in our life. Father, as we spend time in your Word and with your Spirit examining our life, may we live as those who have been set free from all of the captivity that the enemy has tried to hold us down with. God, as we live as those set free, may our life reflect Jesus more accurately. May we live in this time of change and uncertainty and confusion and not live as those captives, those that are captive to the news reports. May the things that we hear and see on television and social media motivate us to pray more fervently. May the things that we don't understand cause us to cry out to you for wisdom. God, today I pray for the children in our homes and our communities, that they would live as those set free. That the peer pressure that is so heavy upon them would not have hold of their life. That we would be able to teach and model how to live above the captivity this world tries to ensnare them in. Father, today I pray that you would be with all of those that continue to struggle with their health, the uncertainty that the COVID-19 continues to bring into the lives of the most vulnerable among us, those who are already struggling with health issues, those whose bodies have become weakened with age and other illnesses. May we be mindful of one another as we live in freedom. May we not use our freedom for ourselves, but to serve others. Father, today I pray specifically for this race that I'm going to be involved in. My method of participation makes it a little ironic to call it a race, I suppose, but this time of remembering a young woman who lived life fully for you. Father God, may we recognize the examples that we have seen around us, and that we continue to see around us, and may we daily surrender from all of the things that we create in our own life, in our own mind, from all of the things that the enemy plants within our mind and our life that continually try to return us to captivity. Father, those as those who have tasted the freedom that comes from your word, as those that have tasted the freedom that comes from gazing into that perfect law, may we be diligent about not returning to the captivity that we once lived in. Father, as much as I pray that this virus would be gone, I pray that we would live as those free. That we would learn lessons through the midst of all of this. We would continue to live in such a way that we lift up Jesus. Father, as we lift up Jesus today in whatever we do, whatever we say, may we lift up a life of freedom. And may our lifting up the freedom we have in Christ be done in such a way that many are drawn to Him. And may He be glorified as we serve one another in love. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. May your day be greatly blessed by God, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.